This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Robert W. Malone has been banned by Twitter. The inventor of mRNA technology got more and more hardcore. He came out last week with an emergency message to parents saying this is not a vaccine. It is linked to major heart problems and death. You should not give it to your children, or you should at least research. Well, now he has been banned. Robert W. Malone, MD, account suspended. You're never banned. They just call it permanently suspended. You talk about war crimes, the people at Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. Man, you people are evil. And I love how they always act like they're anti-establishment and they're ragtag leftists battling tyranny. And, oh, the Republicans have got all this power. Is that the Republicans are much better than your people? When you've got nothing but corporate funding, nothing but corporate power. Here's a nurse speaking at a city council meeting. The video is on InfoWars.com. More children died from the jab than COVID itself. Dr. Malone exposes that, by the way. When we come back, I'll show you the actual statistics. Here it is.
My name is Colette Martin. I'm an RN of 17 years, 12 years oncology. In the past 5 years, I've been a float resource nurse to all the different floors in the hospital. I'm extremely concerned with the idea of mandating this vaccine for our children. The reactions we're seeing in the hospital with adults are terrifying, and they're being ignored. Just some examples of post-vaccine reactions are blood clots, heart attacks, strokes, encephalopathy, heart arrhythmias such as atrial fibrillation. Also in the elderly, we're seeing an increase in falls, syncope, acute onset of confusion with unknown etiology. Also, two young and healthy coworkers I know had vision changes, tingling and numbness to lower extremities they're still dealing with. Another coworker developed DVTs. I personally had a patient die 3 months after his vaccines of pericarditis, which we know is a known side effect. Diagnosed 30 days after a shot, no mention to VAERS. Majority of our nurses, nurse managers, and some doctors do not even know what VAERS is. I've spoken to our chief of medicine, managers, other nurses on why we're not reporting to VAERS, and the most common response is, what is VAERS? It's a topic that's very difficult to address in the hospital setting. I bring up my concerns and repeatedly get dismissed. I've been told, I'm sure someone is investigating this. Well, if we aren't, then who is? Especially since Pfizer ended their study just 6 months after the trial started. I also have been told that VAERS isn't the best indication of vaccine side effects. Well, if that's the case, what are we supposed to be looking at? Over 18,000 deaths, a million permanently disabled, and the CDC admits only 1 to 10% of reactions are even being reported. And we know the hospitals are not reporting anything. This is not just where I work. I have many nurse friends in other local hospitals in the southeast Louisiana say the same thing. What I also find is highly disturbing is our treatment protocol. I truly believe our protocol is killing our COVID patients. When I ask other nurses their thoughts, they agree. At this point, doctors will admit our main treatment is not working, but it's all we have. We know that's simply not true. It's just what the CDC will allow us to give. Our hands are tied. Back to our children, though. We have chemotherapies that we know have side effects causing blood cancer such as leukemia in 10-plus years after giving the drug. We know this because we have real long-term trials on these drugs. We are not just seeing severe acute reactions with this vaccine, but we have zero idea what any long-term reactions are. Cancers, autoimmune, infertility, we just don't know. We are potentially sacrificing our children for fear of maybe dying getting sick of a virus with a 99% survival rate. Our children are not even at risk for this. As of now, we have more children that died from the COVID vaccine than of COVID itself. And then the health department to come out and say the new variant has all the side effects of the vaccine reactions we're currently seeing. Now, it's maddening, and I don't understand why more people don't see it, and I think they do, but fear of speaking out, and even worse, being fired. This is not something easy for me to come up here and speak about, but I feel deep conviction about speaking truth and what the nurses are seeing behind those hospital walls. This is not about adults adults who can choose to research or not. This is about our helpless children. And when I look back on this in 20 to 30 years, I have to know that I did everything I could. And I'm asking you to please ponder this. What side of history will you be on? I have to know this madness has to stop.
Colette Martin, a true hero, a true patriot. Can't wait to get her on the show. Stay with us.
I'm cutting this announcement on the morning of December 28th, 2021. And that means you've only got until Thursday morning, or less than 2 days, to take advantage of the biggest sales of 2021. Up to 60% off on our best-selling products, double Patriot points, and store-wide free shipping. DNA Force Plus is about to go off sale. Vitamineral Fusion is about to go off sale. Ultimate Bone Broth that we finally got reformulated and back in stock, it is going to be ending its sale, along with more than 50 other products at InfoWarsStore.com and the free shipping. So you've got until Thursday to get the best deals of 2021, and they're gone and they're over. We were going to run them through to the new year, but most of these products have almost sold out. A lot have already sold out. So thanks for keeping us on the air. These are great products. It's a win-win. InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Here we are in the last moments of the insane year 2021, plunging together into the year 2022 and the New World Order onslaught that we now see expanding against us. Thank you so much for joining us. We have an investigative journalist joining us in the next hour, 55 minutes from now. Pathology results showed 93% of people who died after being vaccinated were killed by the vaccine. That's mainline studies coming up. Then we've got all these headlines. Lockdown policies and mask mandates linked with lower IQs in children. Shock video, NYPD vax passport, enforcers break up child's birthday party. Judge rules on U.S. military vax mandates lawsuit, and Oklahoma throws it out. Engages in true tyranny. I think preludes and foreshadowing of what's about to happen of the Supreme Court. This is a criminal takeover. And a lot of people look at this and they go, how are they going to get away with four or five soccer players a week dying and with all these Hollywood people dying and all these famous people having heart attacks and dying and neighbors knowing? And the answer is by killing you. If they've gotten about 50% of Americans to take the shot. I told you that a year ago. I said I think they're going to exaggerate the numbers. And they did. They now admit it isn't 79%. It's more like 50%. And that's why they're so pissed, because this has become very obvious when those people are sick, dead, and dying that it was the shots. And that's why they're failing. Places like Israel, where they've gotten 90%. Places like the UK, where they've gotten 90%. Places like Germany, man, it's going to be really, really rough, folks. And now they just got to round up whoever's left, because the insiders, the party members of the New World Order, the eugenicists, they're not taking any of these shots. They are depopulating you. They are getting rid of you. They are saving the earth. They believe that this is a good thing they're doing. And they know they're betting on, they're hoping, they're crossing their little fingers, that you can't admit the horror of what's happening to you. And so you're just going to continue to go along with it, because here's the bad part for all of us. Even if you're awake like I am, or like so many of us are, you don't just think a sophisticated attack like this is only on those they're going to inject. No, sir. The lockdowns have already killed. They haven't given out numbers in 6-7 months. 25 million extra people last year starved to death. No new numbers have come out since February or March of this year. An extra 280-plus million, the UN says, are on the verge of starving from the lockdowns that are now back in place in Africa and many areas of Latin America because the IMF and World Bank, the private banks, they control those leaders through debt. So they order them to keep people at home and make them starve to death. And people are very stoic in the third world. They just shrivel up and starve to death and die. And they never say they died of starvation. It's always, oh, they died of the cold. They died of the flu. And so here we are watching this. And then almost a year ago, I mean, it was a long time ago, Bill Gates went on Anderson Cooper when the shots were starting in the U.S. and said, shouldn't we just mandate through Social Security, take a Social Security away if you don't do it? And Bill Gates was smiling and laughing and nodding his head, always getting excited about inappropriate things, to inbred generational wealth globalist. Anderson Cooper's mother helped finance Bill Gates' foundation. She was the second largest financier after the founder of IBM, Thomas Watson. I mean, they're together at the, quote, billionaire club depopulation meetings. Look it up. With Jeffrey Epstein, the rest of these guys. Like Larry Summers. And so there they are. And so this clip comes back out. People are looking at global social credit scores. They're looking at AI computer systems through the vaccine passport. They're really waking up to what this is. And so out comes Reuters, and out comes AP, and out comes Mediaite, and out comes all the fact checkers. That means corporate lapdogs. And they go, no, 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 no. They never show you the clip. They just say, he didn't say that. He didn't say that, okay? So when they're pushing it, it's good. But when you go, hey, that's a bad idea, they don't even give you the respect of a debate about their death panels and their eugenics. They just go, oh, that doesn't exist. Well, you just said it. No, it didn't. And that's the definition of gaslighting. And imagine being the people that take money to be part of this. Imagine being the people part of the system at Apple, at Twitter, at Google that just banned Dr. Robert Malone, MD, the inventor of mRNA technology, because he put out an emergency warning to parents saying these shots are linked to massive heart problems. He's not allowed to tell you what's even on the insert. He's banned. Well, he now joins the ranks of the humans. That's not a negative. That's a badge of courage. Because when you're surfing the apocalypse, when you're entering the end of this old era and the beginning of the new system of Christ, you don't want to be on the side of the devil. It's going to look like to the very last minute they're winning. They're losers. So there's a 10-second clip. Let's play the short one first going around. They say, oh, it's out of context. It's not real. Then we're going to play the full clip afterwards. But here they are when the shot started earlier this year. Well, this is February. Telling you that we want to make you take it. And hell, you've seen Kathleen Sebelius say, don't let you leave your house or have a job. You've seen the Democrats say, you've seen them all over the country say you can't have a job or get on a train or a bus or you can't go into a restaurant. You can't go into a YMCA. You can't go into a coffee shop. Oh, but nobody's suppressing you. Oh, no, 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 no. Anderson Cooper and Bill Gates don't want to take your Social Security. They just want to kill you with a shot so you don't get your Social Security. Here's a short clip.
Social Security, you need to be vaccinated if you want to get whatever benefits they give, you need to be vaccinated.
Okay, so there's the shorter clip. Here's the full clip.
Obviously, corporations increasingly are saying you have to be vaccinated in order to work at a corporation. Is that something you support? And do you think the federal government or state governments, or the very least federal government, should mandate if you want to get on an airplane, you have to be vaccinated. If you want to get Social Security, you need to be vaccinated. If you want to get whatever benefits they give, you need to be vaccinated for. Is that something that the U.S. can and should do?
Well, certainly, if you take a case like nursing homes, where you know, we are seeing transmission primarily through unvaccinated people. There you can make a very compelling case. If once you get far beyond that, the question is, will it work to get people to be more, to seek out the vaccine? You know, one elderly care home said, hey, if I require it but the others don't, you know, I simply just have less workers. And so you have to step back and think through this whole system. But, you know, I would hope that we can get to 80%. I would hope we can get to 90%. But, you know, today we were stalled out for a little bit. Now, a tiny bit of acceleration as people realize Delta's changed the rules.
Okay. And, you know, I'm glad that the crew found a whole nother clip because, I'm sorry, they've said this three times. He said it in February. He said it in August. And now I guess that's a newer clip. So we're going to get to the bottom of this. The point is they're saying this a lot. I mean, we've all seen them on the news saying you need to take a shot to be able to have a job or travel. But now they're saying, I've got the headlines right here, that it's not happening. No, Anderson Cooper did not say unvaccinated Americans should be denied Social Security. Oh, really? We just played it.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Considering COVID vaccine mandate for domestic travel. That's the goal of this whole thing, is a vaccine passport, carbon tax, social credit score. And there he is vacationing in his native state, and he and his wife with a dog wearing mask alone on the beach. Totally to create fear. Totally to create hysteria. Absolutely there to make you think that things are so dangerous, the President of the United States can't go out on his private beachfront property with his new German Shepherd puppy, they killed the last one, and breathe the air. I mean, anybody should look at that and feel chumped, but, oh no, the average leftist goes, oh, my leader is at the beach by himself with his wife. We better wear a mask. And that's the sick joke on everybody. But isn't it a sick joke to have Reuters and AP and all of them say, oh, no, Anderson Cooper never said we should withhold people's Social Security if they don't have the shot. No, they're just doing it now in Europe. They're just doing it in Australia. They're just doing it everywhere. He just said it. But, oh, they said it doesn't exist. But there's Joe with his wife at the beach in Delaware, wearing a mask by himself on the private beach. Remember, if you take the shot, you're totally protected too, but that's why you got to have new ones, because you're not protected. And now the U.S. to mandate, you mean the globalist, for all border crossers in January, not the illegals coming in, not the migrants, but anybody trucking stuff in, vice versa, including U.S. citizens. Now, to cross the border, you've got to have a shot. Ah, see, the illegal aliens don't, but everybody else does, you see. See how that works? Let's play a couple more of these clips. But again, you just saw the clip earlier. Fact check, Anderson Cooper did not say the unvaccinated should be denied Social Security benefits in the flip of Bill Gates. And they go on to say, well, he said it, but he didn't mean it. Okay, I understand. Here's another one. Here's Fauci. There's a couple of these clips. But here's Fauci talking about how the vaccine might actually make what you're trying to cure worse. Then we have another clip of him talking about ADE. But again, this is from a year ago. Why would he do this? Because when it comes out later, he wants to say, oh, see, I told you it would get rid of your immune system. I told you it would give you ADE. I told you. Here it is.
To a normal volunteer for a phase one trial to see if it's safe. That's the fastest that's ever been done. That's the good news. The challenging news is that even at that rocket speed, it's going to take a few months to show that the initial safety is okay. Then you go into a phase two trial, which instead of involving 45 people, which we have in the phase one trial, it involves hundreds, if not thousands of people. That will take another 6 to 8 months to even know if it works. So at the fastest we can go, it's going to take a year to a year and a half to know if we have a vaccine that we can use. there's another element to safety. And that is, if you vaccinate someone and they make an antibody response and then they get exposed and infected, does the response that you induce actually enhance the infection and make it worse? And the only way you'll know that is if you do an extended study, not in a normal volunteer who has no risk of infection, but in people who are out there in a risk situation. This would not be the first time, if it happened, that a vaccine that looked good in initial safety actually made people worse. There was the history of the respiratory syncytial virus vaccine in children, which paradoxically made the children worse. One of the HIV vaccines that we tested several years ago actually made individuals more likely to get infected. So you can't just go out there and give it.
Yeah, you can't just... Now that was in May of last year. But now Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of mRNA, came out and warned of this. He's now been banned from Twitter. That article just went live on InfoWars.com. Robert Malone, inventor of mRNA tech, vaccine tech, banned by Twitter for exposing risk of COVID-19 vaccines. And we have Christy Lee's two big interviews with him recently that are so important posted in the article. This is life-saving. Help get it out. And by the way, Malone, we now know, got banned for saying ADE is happening, what Fauci said a year and a half ago. Think of the criminal level. Speaking of ADE, here he is with Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, now Metaverse, saying the same thing. But Fauci's allowed to say it. You're not.
Real safety study, Mark, is to see if I inject it in the arm, does it have some sort of idiosyncratic or bad reaction. There's another element to safety, and that is, if you vaccinate someone and they make an antibody response and then they get exposed and infected, does the response that you induce actually enhance the infection and make it worse? And the only way you'll know that is if you do an extended study, not in a normal volunteer who has no risk of infection, but in people who are out there in a risk situation. This would not be the first time, if it happened, that a vaccine that looked good in initial safety actually made people worse. There was the history of the respiratory syncytial virus vaccine in children, which paradoxically made the children worse.
That's enough. Well, we've heard enough. He just reads the same script everywhere. So, why would he, in March, April, and May of last year, do dozens? I mean, I've seen it at least 15 times. He said the same crap. Why would he do that? And then now, if you try to say it, you're banned. They did that for the literature. Later, when it comes out, they're like, oh, see, we told you. But you're not supposed to know now, because first they got to inject everybody to maim and kill. They want to be the saviors that expose it later, blame the U.S. government, bring down the U.S. government. The U.N. is the savior, just like the U.N. comes out and, oh, we've got to shut down the world, and it causes hundreds of millions to be on the verge of starvation, tens of millions of quarters starving to death, and then they raise extra money off the people starving to death. See how that works? And it's not like I just told you, oh, look, they did the lockdown and caused mass starvation, they're raising money. I told you 22 months ago, 1,000-plus times on air, that when the first world collapses, the third world dies, and that they would be in a year and a half, 2 years, talking about mass collapse and saying we got to have a UN world government takeover and trillions of dollars to stabilize the world because the healthcare system collapsed. And the healthcare collapsing is the cover for the economic collapse and the cyber attack. And it's following exactly as I said. We may not be on air much longer, folks. Brace yourselves.
Well, if InfoWars was battle-hardened and wounded and punished and tortured and demonized and lied about in the last 20-plus years, we've really gone through the most destructive year we've ever seen. But so is the country, so is the world. And InfoWars intends to go into the thick of the fight. We intend to get attacked. We also intend to win. But we can't do that without working together. So I wanted to thank all of you in this insane year. of 2021 for your support and for your promotion of liberty and freedom. And I want to encourage you all to understand that we're not backing down and the Great Awakening is here. That's why the globalists are so scared. And I want to encourage you to take advantage of the best deals of the year that we were going to extend through the 1st, but we're selling out of basically everything. So we have to end the sales Thursday morning. So I'm cutting this on Tuesday morning. That means there's just 2 days left to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Let it be said on my tombstone that I'm part of Team Human. Let it be said that I was always true and did not back down in the face of these Satanists. Let it be said that I was a follower of Jesus Christ. Then I commit my soul into God's hands now, publicly in front of all of you, and you should be doing the same thing, because across the planet, children are dying and becoming ill and debilitated and handicapped by these satanic monsters who killed them in the womb and now lust after their blood and their flesh outside the womb, and they are now having their biggest child sacrifice. the world has ever seen. You know, Dr. Robert Malone is the inventor of mRNA technology. He's a billionaire. And he's come on our other shows. I'm too controversial. I understand. That's fine. We talked to him. But now I'm sure he will, now that he's being banned everywhere. And I told my crew about 6 months ago, they said, you know, Malone's saying watch out, look out, but he's being careful. And I said, watch. The fact that he's been criticizing this, even though he makes money off every person that's injected, and the fact that he's saying back off, watch out, don't do this, he's got all the patents. I said, you watch. That shows he has an inclination to be good. He's going to absolutely collapse into Christ's arms. And I said, he will end up being one of their biggest enemies. Because I could see him getting more hardcore as it went the last year and a half. And now you're about to see just total exposure. Because, see, he's a good person. So he wants to believe people in the power structure must be like him. And he keeps thinking as he shows them what they've done wrong and the bad things they're doing, that they'll turn back, that they're not Dr. Malone, and you know that now, don't you? And he does. He's now sounds just like Dr. Michael Yeadon, who is the former chief scientist at Pfizer, saying this is depopulation, period. This is a plan to kill you and your family. We're not just saying that because it sounds shocking. You think Dr. Michael Yeadon, who's also extremely wealthy and holds a bunch of patents as well, and flies around on private helicopters and jets, you think he wants to start a fight with these people? But he can't sleep at night because he's got a soul. He's got a heart. Again, I could just list some of the top names, but I mean, the chief advisor to the European Union Health Commission, Dr. Wolfgang Woodard, we've interviewed him, came out a year and a half ago and predicted every damn thing that's happened here. And what did he say? I mean, he's just the head EU advisor. Why should we listen to him? He's like Malone, the inventor of mRNA. Why do you listen to him? It's like asking Michael Jordan how to play basketball. It's ridiculous. It's like asking Tiger Woods or Jack Nicklaus how to play golf. It's like, I've got so much news here to him. We've got investigative journalists throwing us to cover it all. But my God, what have we done? What have we been a part of? What have we come along with? What have we allowed ourselves to become? And all for just money and power in the system. You know, Harry Reid, a very corrupt, evil Chinese communist agent, is dead at 82. And what a loss. He could have been a real human, but he was a servant of evil. And that's very, 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 very sad, isn't it? Let me hit these articles right now. You know, Nancy Pelosi and all of them will soon be joining him. We'll all be joining him soon, sooner rather than later. And what does it profit a man? Can we pull the Bible verse? What does it profit a man to gain the world and give up his soul? And you do have a soul. I remember I was talking to a preacher one time, a well-known businessman, but he's a street preacher, Bill Rundus. And he said on air, he said, Alex, he said, would you take $1 billion for your eyes? Would you take $1 billion? I said, hell no. Would you take $5 billion? And I said, from a Christ-like position, I might, because I might be able to really help people with it. But still, I'm a little jealous of my eyes. I want to keep those. Probably no amount of money in the world. And he said, exactly. What would you give for your soul, your eternal will, who you are, what you're always going to be? And there's no price on that. But there is a price. And that's why the globalists want to shut your food and water off. It's why they want to get total, absolute control of you to make you so poor and so desperate that you will do anything they want just to get food and make you commit crimes against God by cutting off your resources. The devil and this system is not going to give you a universal income because it likes you. It's going to do it to control every facet of your life, and you know that, and it's here. In fact, I'll cover that next segment. But let's go out to break here in the last 4 minutes of this segment with lockdown policies and mask mandates linked with lower IQ in children. I know they get the names like mandates and policies. They make this evil, this abuse of our children, the brain damage, the lowered IQs, all the things that happen to them like it's cute because it's just a policy. And this shock video, people being arrested at sit-ins and the left making fun of them. NYPD vax passport enforces breakup of child's birthday party after demanding vaccine passports. And then the arrests are made. I've got a bunch of videos of this. But look at this little boy. He just wanted to have a party where his parents made him the center of attention and where he celebrated things and had some pizza and got a Hot Wheels set. But instead, the police told him, you got to go. You didn't let us inject you with something that turns your immune system off and gives you a heart attack. And the police aren't even our enemy. The globalists are trying to destroy them, but the police are following their criminal orders to go do this. Let's go out to break with this poor little boy and the police. Here it is.
You just came to say that you can't serve, otherwise you're not going to pay for anything. I have the card. If you don't have it, then you have to leave. And if not, you can tell me.
They're all wearing their damn mask. Look at this cult. The endless emergency, the sign of the tyranny. Wear your mask. You need to leave. Little boy just wants to go. Go home with your family, son. These people are all gone.
Scaring a child, traumatizing a child.
They've all submitted to Satan.
Hope you feel good about yourself, NYPD.
Shame on them. Repent now or pay. I tell those police that. Not for me. God's going to hurt you bad.
This is disgusting. This is gross.
You guys failed us last night. You failed us last night.
Okay, Mom, let's just get out of here.
You all failed us. We're here for you. Your kids.
These are good women right here.
Disgraceful.
They understand, Abel. They're standing up.
Help NYPD.
They'll be the future.
Help yourself.
They'll build our future.
Is this what you signed up for? Is this what justice looks like for you? Is this what you dreamed of when you wanted to be a cop?
What they do is follow the criminal orders of that criminal pedophile mayor. Again, this is the criminal state trying to force into your body poisons that sterilize you and give you heart attacks so your kid can go there. You don't want to be there. The police are there literally like errand boys leading your child into a firing squad of death. You don't need their filth. You don't need their stinking food. Go to the country. Grow your own food. We're all going to be in this position now. What do the vaccinated and unvaccinated have in common? No one is ever fully vaccinated. We'll be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It was 6 months. It was 8 months. Now it's like it's 2 years. It's 5 years. It's 10 years. And the UN goes, no, Gates, it's not 10 years. It's forever. It's a power grab. All right. So here is a clip that we just played from December of last year. It was 15 days. And it was 2 months. It was 6 months. It was 8 months. Now it's like, it's 2 years, it's 5 years, it's 10 years, and the UN goes, no, Gates, it's not 10 years, it's forever. It's a power grab. And, of course, you don't need me to tell you that's the case, but when they tell you there's a global collapse, and they say COVID caused it, no, here's the big enchilada. We're at the end of the New World Order central bank Ponzi scheme that they've used to buy up control of the world with just quadrillions in fake currency. And now they need a way when they let you know that all your money's a fraud, but they've got all the real assets, that it's a good thing by, oh, the world system collapsed first through the healthcare system. and then it collapsed into everything else. And that's why this happens. That's why the WHO warns health system collapse is now here. Just like they tell you, oh, hundreds of millions are starving to death. Oh, when they ordered the lockdowns that did it. This isn't even debatable. But they're now going to pose as the saviors while all of this happens. And here's the headlines. COVID tsunami will drive healthcare systems towards collapse, says the head of the WHO, who's been running the whole thing. Just say it. The healthcare system has collapsed, reports Slate. Oh, he passed away while waiting for a hospital bed. Not because of COVID overwhelming the hospitals, but because they fired a third of the nurses and doctors. But they don't tell you that. All a planned collapse. Or the first 6 months of the lockdown where millions of people died from not getting medical care. Now Fauci says the shortened COVID-19 isolation from a couple of weeks to 5 days was designed to get people back to jobs. So they've already collapsed the world. They already know the hyperinflation's here. They already know it's all happening. They've done their job. It's like shooting you 5 or 6 times with a gun, with hollow point bullets, and you're laying there bleeding to death. And they come over and they go, hey, here's a Band-Aid. Why don't you clean yourself up? Here's some bandages, and here's a Band-Aid, and here's some Bactine. Why don't you, you're like, I've been shot. Help me. Oh, I'm so sorry. Here's a Band-Aid. Hospitals beg fired nurses to come home, to come back amid the shortages. Oh, but you already got the collapse going. And now the very people that did it, the UN and Fauci and Gates and Anderson Cooper, they can now tell you, oh, no, 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 no. No one wants to take away your Social Security or not let you fly or have a job. They were all just saying it a week ago. No one ever said that. You go, what's the point of that? They squeeze you. You start to fight back. Oh, nobody's squeezing. As soon as you lay back down, they attack again. All behavioral psychologists, all criminal, coward, filth of the earth that believe in their own power over you, that's their only God. And how do you beat trash? You learn about trash. You learn how trash operates. You learn to have a memory. You learn, instead of knowing about football scores or, you know, all the rest of the stuff that men do or what women do about how to get their nails done, their lashes done, that's all fine, but don't be an expert in lashes and nails or your favorite TV show, you know, Yellowstone or whatever. Live in the real world and realize real monsters are coming after you. I'm not knocking Yellowstone. I choose that as half my family watches it constantly. And, you know, I got friends that are in it and all the rest of it. I don't even pay attention to it. Not because I'm above it. I'm in a war. I don't have time to go watch Fantasyland. You know, here's an example. This morning I walked in and heard a caller on American Journal with Harrison Smith doing a great job. And the caller said, have you seen the full Justin Trudeau clip last week where he gave a press conference in a mask to scare everybody and said, we're destroying your fundamental liberties and erasing them. And yeah, it's in the charter that you have rights, but we have a right to erase those under the Queen and her Director General. The caller said, haven't you seen the full clip? We hadn't. I watched the clip and then we probably forgot, but I said, as soon as Rob Dew gets in, or one of the people get him and then have the clip from Star Wars, Episode 4, where they walk into the Death Star, and he goes, if the Imperial Senate hears of what we've done, they will absolutely rebel. The Imperial Senate will no longer be of any concern to us. The Emperor has just dissolved the Senate. Now the regional governors will keep the systems in line. And he says, well, that's impossible without the regional bureaucracy. Who will control the population? He says, fear will keep the local systems in line. Fear of this battle station. And what is the battle station? It's COVID. It's the UN. It's the hysteria. It's the fear. So I want to take the clip of Trudeau saying literally, we don't need regional governments anymore. The governors will keep the local provinces in line. He's literally quoting Governor Tarkin from Episode 4, 1977. I mean, the tyranny is so bad, it's a Star Wars script at this point. That's impossible. Who controls the systems without the bureaucracy? The governors will now have direct control over their territories. And fear will keep the local systems in line. Fear of this battle station. And just like that, you're inside the New World Order. Think about that. I mean, the Prime Minister of Canada says, I want to be a dictator. I want to be like China. I want dictatorship. I admire dictatorship. And 2 years later, he's up there saying, we're dissolving the local governments. We're in direct control now. Oh, and he's like in his chair going, we're in control now. Well, to quote Darth Vader, don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed. These globalists have bet everything on their AI takeover system, and I can tell you it's going to fail. And that leads me to this latest little juicy. Oh, but remember, no one ever wanted to lock you down. No one ever wanted to make you take a shot. No one wanted to ever take your Social Security. They all just said it. Kathleen Sebelius, no freedom for the unvaccinated. Don't let them leave their houses, take their bank accounts. Oh, yeah, they all just said it. But look at this little piece of news. China introduces AI prosecutor that can automatically charge citizens of a crime, and now the U.S. and Europe wants it. Oh, man, and it's a robot judge, too. And wait, it's better. China's working on robots that actually come and arrest you. Just like that, humans are out of the equation. Because the militaries are all busy putting pregnant women, you know, in jump school and, you know, the trans swimmers are too busy beating all the women. We can't have a human military. We've got a robot one, though, and they follow orders and they erase things they're supposed to. And they do whatever they're told. What a time to be alive. All right, we're going to go to break. This broadcast is a one-of-a-kind tip of the spear, absolutely God-sent. I'm very blessed to be here. You are God-sent. All of you are amazing. Please continue to support the broadcast. God's got a plan, not just Satan. This is all a big test for us, but we've got to stay in this fight now harder than ever. We can't do it without your support, and we make it easy. Today is the last day in 2021 to get store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points and up to 60% off on high-quality products like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Lung Cleanse, Living Defense, so much more. Turbo Force, Brain Force Plus, all of it, 40 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, the best deal of the year. All Patriot apparel at cost, all the ball caps, all the sweaters, all the T-shirts, all of it, a piece of Americana resistance history, the fluoride-free toothpaste with the iodine and the other amazing things that are in it, like the tea tree oil, the super whitening toothpaste and the charcoal toothpaste. It's all discounted. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And you have kept us on air, and it's all in God's plan. But now I can tell you, we're reaching the crescendo of the battle. And I need your prayer, your word of mouth, and your finances now. We'll be back with hour number three. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.